Good evening and welcome to all, particularly our guest. As we continue to mark the sacred Triduum this evening, those three sacred days that are at the heart of the Paschal mysteries, the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ for our salvation, the very heart of our faith. Last night on Holy Thursday, we celebrated Jesus giving us the gift of the Eucharist and the ordained priesthood. Today, we mark Jesus giving us the gift of His blood on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And tomorrow on Holy Saturday, Jesus, the risen Christ, gives us the new and eternal life in His resurrection, which we begin to celebrate on Saturday night, the Easter Vigil. We spend the entire day Saturday in prayerful preparation for that Easter Vigil and then for the celebration of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. That the light of Christ shines in the darkness of this world. So on this Friday of the Passion of the Lord, this Good Friday, we gather as the church, much as we did on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. On that day, we bore the mark of ashes in the form of a cross on our foreheads. We heard the words, "Repent and believe in the gospel," or "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." On this day, Good Friday, we come to honor, venerate, adore the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world. In both actions, we admit that we are not the church of the perfect or of the strong or the healthy, but we are the church of sinners, the broken, the wounded. We confess our misery, from which we cannot save ourselves. Today on the calendar is March 25th, and traditionally it is the day as a church that we normally would be celebrating the Annunciation of the Lord. Take Christmas Day, the 25th, and count back 9 months. That's where we arrive at the Annunciation on March the 25th. And coming 9 months before Christmas Day, we would be hearing at Mass that day the Archangel Gabriel announcing to Mary that through the Holy Spirit, she will conceive and give birth to the Son of God, the one who will save His people. And Mary says, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your word." And thus the word of God becomes flesh to dwell among us. And now on this Good Friday, we hear why the Annunciation takes place. We find out the real meaning of Christmas. Why this child was born in the first place. The meaning of the Incarnation. We hear Jesus from the cross say, "It is finished." And from the cross flows God's love for us. It flows upon our sins, our brokenness, our misery. Flows the blood and water from the side of Jesus. The blood is the sacramental sign of Christ given to us in the Eucharist. The water is the sacramental sign of our baptism, the washing away of our sins, and the giving of a new life, a new identity in Christ. When God's love and joy is poured upon our misery, we experience mercy, and mercy always comes first. It is unmerited, it is unconditional. The reception, what we do with it, that's a different story. God's mercy calls us to repentance and conversion. Repentance for our sins, both great and small, whether against charity or against chastity, yes, of course, but also conversion. You may want to think, "Well, Father, I already converted. I'm baptized. Or I made a profession of faith in the Catholic Church as an adult. And I go to Mass on Sunday and holy days, and I'm registered in the parish, and here's my envelope." You know, what do you mean, convert? But conversion, the ongoing conversion, is our need to rethink, to question our way of life, and to always see that we are called to live a new life in Christ. For those here tonight, those that are here tonight, and all seeking to live sincerely their Catholic faith, the need for conversion can be easily overlooked. But the mercy of God, flowing from the cross, calls us to conversion. Father Roger Landry, a priest I mentioned on Sunday, a priest from the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts, who spoke to the clergy in Tulsa recently, he put it this way. For those who see themselves as being religious, the mercy of God on Good Friday calls us to be converted from any false notion of holiness and to see what true holiness is. That true holiness comes from the cross. We cannot build up a self-styled notion of justice based on conformity only to rules and laws. That's what the Pharisees do. We are to be converted to build up a true notion of justice flowing from the cross. The cross calls us to see that holiness is not simply avoiding serious sin, although we should. It is not simply obeying the rules, and I believe all that the Holy Catholic Church professes to be true. And I try always to obey the rules and rubrics in canon law. But holiness is not simply obeying the rules. It's not simply about being good persons. As much as I like being a good person, hope I'm a good person, I hope my neighbors are good people. And holiness is not simply based on our actions. For we cannot make ourselves into saints. Holiness is what God is doing for us, not what we are doing for ourselves. We depend on God's mercy and grace. That's what's flowing from the cross, inviting us to respond, to be converted, and to live in a new way. And that's why there is no authentic Christianity without the cross. This is the mercy flowing from the cross of Christ. It is the cross that marks our forehead on Ash Wednesdays. It is the cross that we adore on this Good Friday. It is the cross on which hung the salvation of the world.